Hi there, this is Annie, and welcome to my Spoken Sunday. It's been a little while, I do apologise. Been a bit caught up with all sorts of things. Anyway, I'm going to read out a first draft that I've written for Write Anything's Friday Fiction. The prompt was, write about a character who is sick with sadness. Now, this is a flash fiction under 300 words. I think I'll pull it off the web and fiddle around with a little bit more because there's a few themes that I'd like to explore with this, but I'd appreciate your thoughts on it anyway. You can see it over on my blogspot, annieevett.blogspot.com. I'll put a link to it at the bottom of this page. Anyway, on with my flash fiction, Sick with Sadness. I sit on the end of the bed and fiddle with the cover. My fingers run over the surface, finding a tiny hole. The edge is frayed. I dig my finger into it and wriggle, delighting for a moment with the thought of ripping and tearing a larger hole. I flush, knowing I couldn't explain the damage away or blame it on a pet. I look up at the bedside mirror and see my slouched shoulders and rounded belly, hearing my grandmother's shrill voice correcting my carriage. I slouch further and stare at the stranger in the mirror. I clutch at my cheeks, dragging my fingernails downwards. Red stripes appear, but tears refuse to fall. I'm sick inside with a gaping, empty feeling I could drown in. I wish I could cry. I wish I could be angry. I wish I could feel. Screams begin from my bed. I open my mouth to scream back, but I'm stopped by the pale face in the mirror. My baby writhes and squirms on the bed, his fists clenched. With a wide, hungry mouth and screwed-up face, he can only scream. There are no tears on his face. I stand and press my face against the cool glass of the mirror, breathing hot air across its surface. I trace a finger down on the mist. My image is crying now. At least one of us can. Well, that was cheery, wasn't it? Anyway, I will hopefully catch you next Sunday with another flash. Catch you later.